Jazz-tastic.
Jazz-tastic.
Jazz-tastic. Makes you remember, just kind of on a jazzercise
tip.
Makes me think of those, my mom doing the Jane Fonda's workout in my living room every night at about 8 o'clock. Maybe that explains a lot about me. My mom did the Jane Fonda workout every night at 8 o'clock when I was younger. My mom, in leotards, a headband, and some leg warmers, sweating in my living room.
Jazz-tastic makes me think of Jane Fonda doing the Eric's mom workout at 8 o'clock in my living room every night. Jane Fonda in a leotard doing the Eric's mom workout. Jazz-tastic.
Jazz-tastic makes me think of those words that, you know, words that are made up. Tastic is usually involved, such as supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And that makes me follow further on to those strange, isolated moments from your childhood.
Yeah, doing the more fathering.
mouth is full. Like, didn't make a lot of sense to you at the time. There's strange moments of clarity, and you look back at them, and you just really can't understand what the adult in the situation was thinking. This situation being, I was sitting at this... the girl who lived on the third floor of the apartment building where I grew up, I think her name was Lauren or something. For some reason, I was alone in the living room. Maybe she'd gone to the bathroom or something. And I think her dad had brought out snacks. He brought out, like, chips, and we were watching Mary Poppins, and that's where the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious link comes from. And he also brought out guacamole, and this is the first time I'd encountered guacamole. It was green, it was lumpy, I thought it was pretty gross, and I didn't want to have some. But Dad got pretty pissed off and really really pushed the guacamole on me. And
literally pushed the guacamole.
I can't imagine what the guy's motive was. I was scared at the time, and looking back, I'm a little nervous now. Jazz-tastic.
I get up to go to the bathroom. You take my last cigarette. I really think that's really, really, really crappy cigarette etiquette.
Well, you know, there, Tony. It's a rough day. It's a rough job here. You know, you and me, we're throwing boxes of fish heads onto a boat at the dock. We're dockers. We're dock workers. You know, it's tough, man. You know, and my cigarette kit isn't, I'm not brushed up on it, you know? I'm not all polished like you.
Let me give you a lesson, Jorge. Because, you know, my cigarettes are mine, they're not yours. You know, I got a full pack. Hey, you know, you ask me, I'm always gonna give you one, Jorge. Without exception.
All right, Jeff.
The last one, but, my lucky, you smoked it. There's a line that was crossed here. Yeah, we throw fish heads onto a boat. But does that not make us bound by the proper rules of cigarette etiquette?
All right there, Terry. I see your point.
Thank you.
But if you'll remember more clearly, last Tuesday, at the time of which we have lunch, henceforth known as lunchtime, you partook of one tuna and pickle loaf sandwich that my wife had lovingly prepared for me. That's one. I had one tuna and pickle loaf sandwich last Tuesday. I got up to go to the bathroom, and you ate my tuna and pickle loaf sandwich. And that means to me that your tuna and pickle loaf kit could use a little brushing up as of yourself, sir.
I concede your point, Jorge.
Let's throw some more boxes of fishes on this boat.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay, that's it. No, I'm not going back in. I'm not going back into gym class. The teacher is psychotic. Who's still doing mousercise? I'm not doing it.
And one, and a two, and a one, and a two, and a one.
You're going back in.
No, absolutely.
I'm going back in because I'm not failing this class for you, man.
We can make up the points in the stand around and play basketball on supervised unit. We can stand to flunk this
now
one.
Now we're going to put our pelvises behind our heads.
She's wearing ears and a tail.
What? This is not right. We have to make a stand.
I know it's not right. Jesus, Johnson, don't you think I know that? But look, there's some things, and this is high school. And we're going to be forced to do things we don't want. I mean, we go to the pep rallies. We have homeroom.
Yeah.
All right, kids.
This is just another in a long list of things we're going to look back and laugh at.
I haven't even got a tail. I can't even do half of what she wants us to.
Go in there with our shirts on. We're going to go through the motions.
Yeah.
Suck it up. In 45 minutes, we're going to lunch.
And four. Now we're going to take these ears and we're going to put them on our butts without using our hands.
Now she's eating cheese while she's doing it.
Look. All right, but this is on your conscience, man.
Fine, just trust me.
All right.
Now, I'm absolutely, positively sure. No, I'm not mistaken, Mr. L. Drinson. I am not mistaken. You took my briefcase. I have a red fake mahogany briefcase.
Mm-hmm. And you would define this as red. Sure you don't want to reconsider that judgment? Because you might go through the rest of your life mistaking other things as red in your way, the way you're doing this. You may wind up running red lights. If this is the definition of red that you want to go by, you may find yourself running all sorts of red lights, getting into traffic accidents. It's going to cost you an awful lot of money. Now, are you sure this is your red mahogany briefcase? Is this sure this is what you're going to define as red?
Give me that. The combination of my red mahogany briefcase is one. See, it opens. This is my red mahogany briefcase.
Wow, that's a really clever combination. But the coincidentally, I happen to strike upon that strange code, too. So I'm afraid that would have opened my briefcase, too, given that this is my briefcase, and I can't hand it over so easily.
Well, then we will open it up and see that it will contain, when I open this,
one sandwich. One sandwich.
One brief on the mandarin. Case. Damn it. Blurs.
See, clearly I know all the contents of the briefcase. Now, if you could just be mature about it.
What else is in the briefcase?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. You'll just use it against me. You'll just repeat everything I say. Like a charlatan.
Like a what?
A charlatan.
Like a what?
A charlatan.
What's that?
And you pretend to own a red mahogany briefcase. I'll be on my way if
no,
you don't
you will
mind.
Not be on your way.
It's among us for a charlatan.
Oh. Yes, put a diamond in the charlatan.
All right, in my clavicle. Thank you. Now, whose trickery and buffoonery am I to...
His! He's buffooning and trickering.
It's clearly his.
He's buffoonery.
Well, if you're going to trickify and buffoonify, then you must run up by me because I am the master of all trickery and buffoonery, me being a charlatan.
Well, looks like you're in trouble. Now, I'll just be on my way with my red mahogany briefcase.
But that's not his red mahogany briefcase.
Oh, I'll slap you with my glove.
Ow! Slap him with your glove.
Oh, slap you with your glove.
Slap yourself with the glove.
Oh, I slapped myself
with
the glove.
He's a stupid charlatan. Slap yourself with the glove again.
It's red. It'll go away. Now, as a true charlatan, I hereby declare that we're going to solve this argument by the only diplomatic means necessary. You are going to duel. I hold in my hand two weapons. Now, you can choose these weapons, two antique pistols, or you can pick the weapons of your choice. for a duel that will be at sunrise tomorrow.
All right, I'll take that red mahogany briefcase as my weapon.
It's very clever. I'm going to write that down.
That's my weapon.
Okay. I will take his entire body as my weapon.
Wait a minute.
Trickery of the utmost kind. All right.
I fail to see how you're going to wound me with my own body.
Oh, won't you be surprised.
At sunrise tomorrow, gentlemen, all debts will be paid.
Do I have to go home with this? Oh, you know there, Jenny. You're a heck of a dog worker.
I am. I'm not even pissed that you cut my hand off in anger.
Well, you know, you took my, this week, Wednesday, what did I bring? What was in my lunch?
You brought peanut butter and shrimp.
Peanut butter and shrimp sandwich, lovingly prepared by who?
Marla.
Well, actually, it was Evie.
No, I can't ever get your harem girl straight.
I know. They all got that belly dancer thing going on. Ripple, 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 ripple.
It's mesmerizing the rippling.
It's like the calming motion of the sea waves here out by the docks.
Or the calming rhythm of the Rama Sutra. Rama Sutra.
Oriental flavor.
You know, I don't think my nose actually needed a workout. That's the thing. I think my nose was in pretty good shape as it was, but
yeah,
I've got a muscular nose now.
It's a little unorthodox unit.
Right, now we're going to put our eyes behind our pelvis.
What?
And
everything starts with the
pelvis.
Well,
that's what these spoons are for. We gap him back there.
That can't possibly be healthy. My optic nerve does not need exercise in that
manner. It's all limber now. Your optic nerves are limber like a young boy.
If it gets much more muscular, it's not going to fit back in my eye sockets. This can't be right. Can't we just flunk this one unit? Look, Princeton doesn't look very heavily upon...
Now we're going to put our eyebrows behind our pelvis.
No.
Why does everything go behind our pelvis?
Why?
One! And two. Three!
When does health class begin?
I don't know. But I'm not looking forward to the unit where she makes us remove our own bones.
All right, kids. Now we're going to put our pelvis behind our pelvis.
I don't even think that's possible.
Not even cartoon characters can do that.
Well, here it is. Sunrise.
Yes, I'm glad you both showed up.
Got a firm grip on my feet, and I have a firm grip on this briefcase.
Would anyone like an extra Egg McMuffin?
Oh,
yes.
McMuffin, thank you.
Canadian bacon?
Yes, of course.
Oh,
Now,
I swindled them out of it, as a true charlatan would.
You swindled?
I swindled and trickery and buffoonery.
I thought it was just buffoonery and trickery that were on your resume, but...
It's also a healthy dose
Swindlery.
A healthy dose of gallivanting.
You gallivant. Do you mince?
I mince.
I think he... the charlatan ran out of... Put another dime in the charlatan.
Ah, thank you. Sorry, my metaphor is restrained. But I was running out of meter.
Well, who gets first strike?
Well, it's a duel. Whoever hits first. There I
am.
Ow. All right. I'm going to fling you around. Stop hitting yourself.
Wait.
Ow.
Stop hitting yourself.
Have you two never engaged in a proper duel before? Ow. Let go of my wrists, you bastard.
No. Supposed to line up back to back. Take 10 paces outward.
There's a problem here. He's declared me his weapon.
You take 10 paces, and then he runs over and grabs you by the ankles, and then you begin.
But no, wait, I should have an advantage. He should have to try to run over and grab
me. Perhaps you should have picked a different weapon, huh?
Well, no, but as he runs at me, can I hit him?
No, you must lay limp until he chooses how he's going to wield you as his weapon.
That's not fair.
Oh, there's no fairness in charlatanry. Ow!
Taste the sting of my briefcase!
Ow! I have the numbers 111 printed on my forehead.
That's not your briefcase! That's mine!
Bring it!
10 paces.
It's not even mahogany.
I'm a practitioner of Shaolin briefcase foo. All right, that was stupid.
Take your 10 bases.
Hold on, I'm recovering from one of the most stupid things I've ever said. That was dumb. Oh, that's a wedding.
That's a keeper. I'm putting that right in the handkerchief for later.
That's a good one there, Mariella. What is your name? You know, I've stopped bothering. What is your name?
Well, you gotta stop licking out the insides of the hallucinogenic fish heads. You know, and I thought after I pummeled you with my stump a couple times, that'd be clear, but you keep doing it.
I'm sorry, Stumpy.
Keep licking out the fish heads. They're not good for you. They don't even look appetizing. I honestly don't.
Pituitary gland.
So you don't know what the attraction is. Put that fish head down, or hey.
Look, I can put it. I'll put it on my tongue.
Consider this an intervention, Jorge. A very comical intervention.
You didn't like my fish head tongue?
No.
Ah, listen to you. Listen to you!
What?
Lick the head. Lick it. Put your tongue in the fish head.
I don't want to lick the head.
Well... Now my nose is somehow behind my forehead, and this is healthy.
You're doing a good job, see?
Kids, we're not going to put our noses behind our foreheads, behind our pelvises.
I got my elbow behind my gallbladder.
What?
I've never hurt so much. Where does this teacher come from?
Freeze! Cut to the plot. What? What do you? What? Who the? What? Where are the Jesus jokes? Cut back.
Wait.
What?
I've got an idea. If we sneak over to the record player, because this is a vinyl copy of Mousercise, and speed it up to 78 RPM, it'll end quicker.
He's got a good point.
One!
Okay.
All right, kids. Going. Now, we're going to put our...
Flip the switch! All right, let's get out of here.
Okay.
MICKEYMOUSE, Mickey Mouse, Mickey Oh my god, they're, Malvastavius? You see that explosion over there?
That was incredible, Jorge.
Was that just me, or was that from licking out the insides of these hallucinogenic fish heads?
Quite possibly could be.
I don't know about you. Oh my god! Yes. Did you see that explosion over there?
I did.
Perhaps we should stop our silly duel and see if anybody's okay.
See if anybody's okay?
Taste the sting of my briefcase!
Ow. Now I have 1-1-1-1-1 on my head. One.
He has the codes to both of our briefcases on
Let's
his forehead.
Let's get him!
Ow! As a charlatan, I do not think this is proper
Put
procedure.
Another dime in him! Now I can beat him for another hour!
Ow! I really must be somewhere else. Alright, stop your dueling. Stop your slapping of me. You put down his ankles. You put down the briefcase. We're going to settle this like true gentlemen and not like charlatans at all.
I was thinking I'd fold his nipple behind his pelvis first.
Okay, try that.
Alright.
Ow!
See, you can't even hold the briefcase now.
Yeah, but it makes a nice noise when plucked.
Oh, it does. Boing,
boing, boing, boing. Boing, boing,
please.
Boing.
Hey.
Boing, boing, boing. Hey, that's the NBC song.
Wait a minute. Boing, 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 boing,
boing. Boing, 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 boing. It could go on for hours.
This is...
Boing, 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 boing.
I have a proposition.
Boing, 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 boing.
How about I take you out on tour?
Boing, 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 boing. Hold on, I'm trying to summon aliens. Boing, 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 boing. Look! It's an alien spaceship! Perhaps they can tell us whose mahogany briefcase is whose. Uh-oh. Hello, small little green men!
Hello.
Whose briefcase is this?
Is the code 111?
Yes.
It's mine. I lost it on planet Earth many moons ago.
He's gone.
Much like the Greek drama idea of the Deus Ex Machina, God in the machine that comes and makes everything better. Hey, friend.
Yes?
How about I buy you a milkshake?
That sounds all right. Dun dun!
Dun dun!
Dun dun!
Oh no!
Eric broke the microwave. Microphone again. You bring us milkshakes and we
Elizabeth,
get
thank
all
you very much for that. For that suggestion. I hope Jazzercise was impressive.
Jim.
Or Jazztastic.
We're not going to be here next week, though. You want
to
clarify that?
Yeah, Elizabeth, we're not going to be here next week, so you have to bring us milkshakes in 2 weeks.
Yeah, what Jazz Lux is actually going to be in tape format for the next 2 weeks because...
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Penny.
Because the week after that, we have an awards dinner to be in.
I'll be here.
Yeah, Eric will be here by himself.
So our voices will be here.
And he will have no problem filling those 2 hours, let me tell you. So, it'll be all like Eric all
the
time.
But thanks for our special guests.
Brett, Jim!
Thank you so much,
Brett. Men among men, gods among gods.
Tip them.
Tip them well.
Heavily.
Thanks for Kurt for calling, Katie for calling and clearing up the whole Ellie and Boat Boy mess. Elizabeth for giving us Jazztastic and one of the most fun Heralds I've had in a long time. I enjoyed that Herald.
Let's rock this up.
Thank you very much for listening. Email us whatjailislikeyathotmail.com to keep in touch. What?
Let's send it off to the monks, man.
All right.
Let the monks bring it on home.
Yeah. Bring it on home, monks. Thank you. Good night.
Sweet home, Alabama.